You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to GameSense.ab.ca. And who's going to go in it? So I guess my question is, you had like the guys, you know, Ratty Carlson on the quote fifth line. If you look at the top four lines, do you think that'll be the top four lines on opening night, or is Coots still, just because his age and everything else, you know, is that still a big decision that's up in the air?
Yeah, look, there are still spots in this lineup that are up for grabs, and so this is the final night of preseason for the Vancouver Canucks and the final audition. If you're one of those guys that was on that fifth line, maybe some nail-biting time, because you can't put your best foot forward if you're sitting in the press box. So all those guys would like to be playing, but it's not just Coots, the first-round pick from June. Lekkerimäki over on the right side on that line with Evander Kane. This is a guy that can be sent back to the minors, doesn't require waivers. And so he's had a reasonable preseason, but I think he needs a big night here. And really, the big question and the news of the week out here was Nils Höglander earlier in the week needed ankle surgery, out 8 to 10 weeks. So unfortunate for him, got hurt in a preseason game out in Abbotsford last week. But that really opens up a spot, certainly in the top nine, but maybe even the top six for this hockey club. And Arshdeep Bains, who, look, has figured it out at every level, led the Western Hockey League in scoring a bunch of years ago, has developed into a nice player in the American Hockey League, was a huge part of Abbotsford's run to the Calder Cup, but in 21 NHL games, has 1 point. And he's getting a top six audition tonight on a line, essentially the second line, with Philip Hedl and Connor Garland, and there is a fair bit of angst out here in this market that that he's the guy, that he just hasn't shown in his brief time in the National Hockey League that the offensive chops are there. Now, usually when he gets called up, you know how it works, right? Gets plugged in on a fourth line role, plays 8 minutes, and people wonder why the offense isn't there. So he can skate, and he thinks the game well, but I just don't know that there is enough NHL polish to be playing and holding down a top six role legitimately. So, you know, a big night for Arshdeep Bains as well. Local guy, it's been a nice story, but at some point, local boy makes good. That storyline can only have so many legs. At some point, you know, it's what have you done for me at the NHL level? So I think a fair bit on the line for a guy like Arshdeep Bains in this one tonight.
Looking at now, I noticed that Joseph and Forbert aren't playing. Is that just rest? Those guys nicked up?
Yeah, Forbert, it's load management. They had the big lead in Calgary the other night. He played a shift in the third period, and the coaching staff said, hey, like at this stage, we know what Derek Forbert is, so we know where his value comes. It's in penalty killing. Don't need him to go out and take a regular shift when you're up 8-1. P.O. Joseph is dealing with a nagging groin injury that's kept him off the ice now for a couple of days. Still a week out from opening night, so I'd be surprised if it was enough that he started the season on IR, but he's really a 7 or 8. I guess there's a world in which he is the sixth defenseman, but the Canucks are so excited about the push from below with this trio of young guys, Victor Mancini, the other Elias Pettersson, and Tom Lander, their first rounder from a couple of years ago, all have shown well here. Pettersson and Willander are going to be the bottom pair tonight. Mancini's had a terrific camp and is sitting this one out, but I think he has made the hockey club, so we'll see how it all shakes down. P.O. Joseph was brought in on the second day of free agency. You know, 200 NHL games, has been a tweener. He knows he's a depth guy, and ultimately it's so where does he fall on this depth chart? But yeah, right now, unable to play, unable to skate, so he's on the sidelines, and we'll see if he has to start the season on IR.
Now, you got a lot of Pattersons in Vancouver now. It's funny that Elias and Elias, they're spelt the same, but enunciated different. Any reason why?
No, but it makes it easier for those of us. So, and that's, you know, that's first and foremost. In my world, it's what's easiest for the media. You're right, Marcus Pettersson was brought in. And, of course, then to make matters a little more complicated, they drafted Riley Pettersson last year. So somewhere down the line, you might have three Pettersons and a Pettersson and then another Pettersson up in the press box watching and documenting it all. So we're taking over here, Greger. Look out.
That's all I
got for you.
It's all over. Yeah. You only have one T, though. You might just have to put another T and another S. Just add some letters. Just make it up, right? Be like, oh, no, totally. We're all, you know, all the same lineage. We'll see. When you look at the at the Canucks, top to bottom. How's Kane looked in camp? I think this is only his second preseason game, correct?
Yeah, so, my glib answer was I haven't really seen him. He played last week at home against the Kraken. I joked on our own show this morning that apparently he only plays Friday nights in the preseason. That's it, because he played last Friday against Seattle and here against his former team. I asked him, at this stage of his career, two preseason games, enough to be ready to go. And he kind of shot me daggers and said, I don't need to play any preseason games. And he's probably not wrong. But, look, he didn't play much hockey last year. He's come to a new organization. So in terms of building some chemistry and that type of stuff, Adam Foote kind of curiously said yesterday that he wanted to play Evander in Calgary on Wednesday, but just didn't think that the Saddledome was a place for a former Oiler in the preseason. I don't know what he was insinuating, that it was going to become a battle of Alberta even without the full Oilers involved. Anyways, in an 8-1 game, maybe it would have gone sideways. Who knows? But Evander was left behind. So he hasn't played a road game in the preseason, so it's been pretty cushy that way. He's playing with these two young kids, and part of that is a little bit of muscle and heft and the protection factor. But in practices, he's been fine. At this stage, I think we all know what he is, and his value doesn't come from running his own teammates through the end boards in training camp and practices. I think he'll be ready to go when they turn him loose next Thursday against the Calgary Flames. So he's just kind of doing that veteran thing and ramping it up so that he's ready to go when they start playing for keeps.
Well, I'll say this about Kane. He's not one who, loves to play, so I'm sure he might have said, hey, I don't want to play, I'll be fine. That was, wait till you get during the year. He has a tendency maybe not want to practice either, so that's we'll see how that goes. I noticed he was on the third line. Is that where you expect him to play?
Well, the whole Hoglander injury complicates matters. I think that there is absolutely an opening there. And again, this is the final preseason game, but it's still auditioning for some others elsewhere. I won't be the least bit surprised if
he's on the second line, right?
Yeah, okay. Once they get going here. But I think they want to see, can Lekkomäki hang in the NHL? Like, he got into 24 games last year, scored 3 times. Kid's got a big time shot. That's his separator and his calling card. But at the NHL level, you got to do more than shoot the puck, because they can all shoot the puck. So, I think Evander, they've put him in a position tonight just, again, to sort of chaperone the young guys. And when push comes to shove next week, I would expect that he'll start the season a little bit higher. But that also speaks to, the lack of depth that the Vancouver Canucks have at the top of their lineup, that 34-year-old Evander Kane, basically a cast-off from the Oilers, is coming in here and holding down a top-six role. And that's why Hoglander's injury, like, this team 2 years ago, Jim Rutherford made that statement on the eve of training camp that if everything goes right, he believed that this could be a playoff team. And then, boy, did everything go right in the 50-win, 109-point season, pushing the Oilers to game 7 in the second round. Here they are 2 years later, and it's sort of in that same boat that a lot has to go right, right? Like, Elias Pettersson, the original, the forward, just so we're all clear. He's got to get back to being some semblance of the 100-point player. I don't know if he'll get back to that. Thatcher Demko's got to stay healthy, and Quinn Hughes has to really do so much of the heavy lifting. And then from there, other guys have to pull their weight. Now, through camp, Quinn Hughes hasn't played much, but in the games he has, he's been absolutely dialed, been the best player on the ice, making it look easy. And maybe the most encouraging news out here on the West Coast is that Thatcher Demko looks happy, he looks healthy, and he looks good. And I know it's only been a training camp scrimmage and a handful of preseason games, but just looking, he's been so crisp in his movements and his patterns and looks big in the net. And like, he has the capacity to truly change the conversation around the Vancouver Canucks. If he gets back to Vezina finalist form, and you've got Kevin Lankinen to spell him off on those nights when he's not going to go in a condensed schedule, Thatcher Demko being one of the best players on the Vancouver Canucks, I really do think has the ability to sort of reshape what people should think of this Vancouver Hockey Club, and not even out of the preseason yet, but the early returns from a guy that basically had a write-off season last year with all his injuries. He has looked good, and I think that there's some real excitement around the hockey club because of that fact.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly. Their whole season could change on the health and the play of Thatcher Demko. If he comes back and he's healthy and plays to what he's shown in the past when he's healthy, then yeah, they're a legit playoff team, no question. I actually think Vancouver, I actually picked them to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people that are sort of waffling about ultimately will this team finish above the bar. But yeah, I mean, a healthy Thatcher Demko and the solid 1-2 punch of Demko and Lankinen, you have to think that, again, and this is all predicated on Thatcher Demko getting back to that form that we've seen from him. But if he can get anywhere close to that, then like on a lot of nights, they should have an edging goal, whoever they're facing.
Yeah.
And we know if you got goaltending at this level, you got a chance. So, yeah, I mean, to me, that's the path to the playoffs, though, is that Thatcher Demko returns to all-star form, and then that just buys them more of a margin of error if some of the things out in front of them aren't going the way that they had hoped. But, again, you know, when how many times it was on with you last year, and obviously it was the Pettersson and the JT Miller and the dysfunction, the vibes are high, and the noise level has been relatively low here through camp in the preseason, so it's been quite refreshing, quite frankly, that we've been able to focus on actual storylines around this hockey club this year.
Yeah, that's something that they definitely need, no doubt about it. Jeff, lastly, when you look at the Canucks and then you see Vegas and L.A. and Edmonton, do you see them catching any of those other three at this point this season? And do you think L.A. is at all susceptible to be caught in the stand?
I do, just based on certainly the age of a lot of the defensemen. I mean, that system has shown that it's durable and stands up. And obviously last year, we were one of the best defensive teams in the National Hockey League, but Drew Doughty's a year older. Cody Ceci and Brian Dumoulin, some questions around both of those guys and what they can deliver. And look, Anze Kopitar is Anze Kopitar, but he's announced that this is it for him. He's another year older. Can he stay at the level that he's been at basically throughout his career? So, yeah, I could see the Los Angeles Kings taking a step back. Do I think the Canucks could close the gap from being a 90-point team last year to reeling in a team that finished third in the division? Yeah, I mean, LA would have to come back to the pack and the Canucks would have to make up some ground. But, you know, again, through all of the misery and all of the bad news, gloom and doom here, Canucks were a 90-point team last year. And so they were dreadful on home ice. That's the other thing. Last year, you know, won 17 of their 41 home games. And the home fans, the ticket buyers, they deserve better. But I think that's an easy area. I'm not saying that they have to win 25 home games, but get to 21, 22, right there. You've made up five wins that could have got you a lot closer to 100 points than just the 90-point team. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's absolutely a world in which the Canucks could catch a team like Los Angeles. But again, I go back to, you know, the three pillars. You know what to expect from Quinn Hughes. If he's healthy, he's going to play at an exceptional level. Thatcher Demko, bit of a wild card. And then the conversation turns where you know where, number 40. And what do they get? You know, he's kind of shown some flashes in the preseason. Scored a nice one-timer you may have saw the other night in Calgary. That's promising. But, you know, really, that's been it for the preseason. So I can't sit here and declare that based on a one-timer in a preseason game against the Flames' third-string goaltender that, you know, Beattie's back. No, they're still playing the waiting game. I think we're all playing the waiting game out here around this Canuck team, and he means so much to them because, look, they just don't have a ton of elite-level offense up front with DeBrusque and Besser. They've been on his wings through camp here, proven veterans and guys that can get you 30, but they're not 50-goal scorers. And also they need Elias Pettersson to be dialed in from day one. And, you know, he's been okay in camp, but a week from now, okay is not going to cut it when you're paying him close to $12 million.
Yeah, he's going to have to be a lot better. There is no question about that. Jeff, as always, great to catch up with you, man. Enjoy the final preseason game. That's a celebration in itself. Although you guys only had six.
That's
true. Winners had eight. But this will be the time they ever have eight, thank goodness. And then we'll see Vancouver and Edmonton next Saturday in the second game of the season for both teams. And they both open up the season against the Flames. The Oilers on Wednesday, the Canucks on Thursday. So should be fun, and we'll see how things play out. We'll talk to you again soon, my man.
Always great, Gregor. Thanks for having me on.